Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Stolen out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200, a bad seat, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, a hand around a bunch of bad, under a bad tape, bad lot, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Varela Blazer, right across the river and through the woods from where nobody saw him except Granny, so she pulled out the fatty stick of ganja. And I'm talking about the Auto 47. I ain't talking about no AK-47 with a best friend. Business the American way in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh, people dressed in plastic bags. The ready to try some kind of fashion jacket. Up to do it. All my friendly come around. Flats and flats of party up. Rats on the west side. Bedbugs uptown. What am I? Sometimes it's dead in my brain. Splattered all over my name. Jacket. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with Carver High running it. And I got it all going, Carver High. I fixed the HD problem. It only took 24 hours, you know.
What was that? How'd that start?
Well, you don't remember last night when
Remember it. I'm saying how'd you figure it out? What was the cause?
Well, so I went through every single, like, you know, settings, all the, you know, inputs and all the, I had the Samsung unit going. I had the cable unit going, you know, the remotes. I did them all. I did every Jimmy you could fathom, every single one, hundreds of different, you know, variations of trying to fix it. And then on one of the HDM ones, I looked up and I saw in the corner of the TV, it said SD. And I'm like, it is standard def. I'm not tripping. Gunner couldn't figure it out and he could figure everything out. I couldn't figure it out, but I finally figured out that it was definitely on the wrong. It wasn't on the 1080. It was on like 740, whatever. And it said SD. And I'm like, dude, this thing is so effed up. So I called my boy to put it in. And I said, you got to come over here, man. I can't live like this. I just can't watch sports in standard def. It's just, it's 1984. I can't do it. I mean, what is this, Panama? Like, Jump? I mean, Van Halen? I gotta go back that long? 5150? You gotta help me here, bro. I need HD. And he's like, just unplug the cable box. It'll reboot everything. Sure enough, I go behind the TV, pull out the unit, unplug it, put it back in. It reboots, turns on, and it's all in HD again. 24 hours of just, I mean, it was awful. I mean, it was like I'd lost my best friend and didn't find him for a day. It was in a missing report at the police station. Missing persons without HD. Can you live without HD, Carver? Like, when you're watching HD every day in, you know, sports, and then all of a sudden, you know, everything's like blurry, like you're watching a hockey game at the Nassau Coliseum in 1983. It's a problem. Welcome my radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell on the Bench on a pain-free Friday with Carver High. Could you live without it, Carver High? Honestly,
it is kind of weird because it's the kind of thing that like you didn't really used to think about, but now. If you, like you said, like you've just done for the last 24 hours, if you now see something in standard def, you're kind of like, what is this? Like, you got to be kidding me here. Like, we've all become so spoiled over the last 10 years where everything is HD now. I mean, it's just everything. That when something does come up standard def, like when we used to be at the old place, like, it seemed like everything was standard def in there. Right. You know, it's like they couldn't spring for the HD. You know, the HD channels, and you're watching standard def. It's just, what is this nonsense?
I feel like it's just prehistoric. Like, so it's so awful. Like, when you're watching it. So what happened was I got it on, right? Like, for 24 hours, I'm sitting there. Look at Voigt going down to first base, limping the whole way.
I know. What is, off the what, foot. Is,
what is that
What
about?
Is that? Yeah, I didn't. Gonna see right now. I got
it on the top of the foot.
Yeah.
So that's why he's limping. I can't have that guy go down again. I mean, for the 40th time. So I'm sitting there watching standard def for a full day. It was Thursday's coast to coast, Thursday night on the bench, Friday coast to coast, and then I'm just not having it. I just was like, you got to come over here, Eddie. I was like, Eddie. I got a problem. He goes, I'll be over there. I go, he goes, I'll be over there tomorrow. I go, I'm going to Philly, bro. I go there. My wife will be here with her boyfriend for at least 3 or 4 hours. And then the mother-in-law will be drinking, smoking weed. So somebody will be here. Say hi to Brad from Sex Life. He'll be over with 34C. I got, so I was like, you got to come fix it. He's like, dude, just unplug it right now. See what happens. So I did it, and it worked. I was like, I got it, Eddie. Stay out of my wife's bedroom. So Eddie'd come over and handle his business, too. When the mice is away, the cat will play. Or is it the other way around? It's Pharrell on the bench. Yeah, 34C's losing it, Carver High. She's trying to, like, con me into all these things. First of all, she, you know the deal, like, she played the horrible father card that if I don't go on the, you know, father-son trip to Philly, which, as you know, like, in short order here, you know, short order cook, your boy Gunner, he don't want to do nothing with me. Like, he'll play basketball on Saturday and Sundays. And then when we play basketball, he's like, yeah, I'm not on your team, dude. Cause he knows that like I fill it up and he's a really good player. So he doesn't want any part of sharing. He's not like a giver on the court. He's a scorer, right? He scores and makes plays and he doesn't, his own plays. He scores from outside inside. He doesn't have any time to be giving it to anybody. So he doesn't want to play with me because I score, but I pass the ball. I'll hit the open guy for the bucket, right? So he'll play on the other team every weekend, and then when it's over, he doesn't say a word to me till the next day we play, and then he doesn't play with me, and then when the game's over on Sunday, he'll say nothing to me till literally the following Saturday. So now I'm going to the game with him, or I'm going down to Philadelphia with him, and literally, I didn't even think he'd go with me in the car. I thought he'd go with his friends, right? Because there's like a whole pack of wolves going, like the whole crew of friends is going. And like I told you, there's like eight or something dads going. And I said, I'll drive. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll drive with you. I'm like, whoa. And then 34C says to me tonight, she comes walking into me. She says, yeah, why don't you take grandma's car? I was like, what? I said, what'd you just say to me? She said, yeah, take grandma's car. It's, you know, brand new. It's got no miles on it. Just take her. She's been holed up for 6 months. She hasn't driven it once. Just, it needs to be driven. You need to, like, put some miles on it and take it to Philly and back. I'm like, listen, she doesn't have, like, Sirius XM in the car and all that. She got, like, a granny car. Granny's, like, driving down the road listening to the 1010 Winds, right? She's give me 22 minutes. I'll put you to sleep. I'm over here. I'm driving. I'm listening to, you know, I got it all going, Carver High. I got Turbo going. I got Octane going. I got Boneyard going. I got Liquid Metal going. I got Lithium going. I got it all going. If that's not good enough, I might pop a Buck Cherry CD in. I got the TV going. I got porno going. I got it all going. I can be educational for my son, too, with some of the TV DVDs I can put in. You know, he can learn some things. But instead, she's like, no, drive Granny's car. I'm like, B, I'm not driving no granny car.
Yeah, a lot of rules to this trip. I mean, it seems like there's just a lot of static. Like, there's just a lot of things.
Why don't you just go take your clothes off upstairs and I'll be up there. Honestly, I don't have any, you know, time for all these rules and such. We don't believe in rules when they started living like freaky beatniks. Can you imagine me driving down there in Granny's car, like all souped up in her, you know?
We don't believe in rules like we gave them up when we started living like freaky beatniks.
You know, I feel like, can you imagine, like, I'll get pulled over in her car. License and registration, please. Meanwhile, I got my mother-in-law's car. That's my mother-in-law's car. Sure it is, buddy. Hands against the wall.
So just keep your meat hooks off. If I catch any of you guys in my stuff, I'll kill you.
Did you like me pulling out the Stripes line today on Coast to Coast?
Yeah.
And then you finished it off?
I was able to send the serve back. You know, that's the main thing. You got to be able
that
to send the volley.
Key. That was
yeah,
key.
You got to have the
volley. Lobbed it up there like a baseline lob over the head at the net, and then you ran back and hit one between the legs right down the line.
You got to stuff that. That's just the way.
If any of you freaks touch my Mazeroski autograph picture of the 1960 World Series beating the Yankees Pirates on my wall, I'll kill you. And then Carver High busted off the
lighten up Francis.
Yeah. He had the lighten up Francis gone. It was all happening quickly.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing diamond ring wearing kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
I think it's like just a standard rule at this point. Like if we're busting out like the bag of toys, like you can't even close the bag until you bust out at least one flare. Like if you're gonna open up the bag of toys, you might as well drop a flare in there while
if
you got them open.
Play Santa Claus, you got to bring out the closer.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, the Yankees have Chapman and we got Nate. Let's evaluate now as the show continues to get better by the minute. What's lying ahead in the weeds? Your boy, go for the two.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah, can next segment. I can imagine. And this is the start. Just like we did last year. Every Thursday night during the college football season, go for the two. Joe Lisi lays you down.
Speaking of lay, do you think he got some last night?
You'll have to ask him. I actually forgot to ask him this afternoon when I did the radio show with him. I should have asked how the date go last night, but I forgot. Just a very rough effort by me there.
On my video.
I know.
I mean, what is happening here? Everything was good, and then you started talking about getting laid, and then everything went right off. Did you notice that? It was all flowing nicely, like a river. It was like a running rapids, and then all of a sudden we hit a rock in the inner tube and busted a hole, and we all drowned. What a disaster. Unbelievable. I got to tell you, though, you know what's great? I have to say this before we have Joe on. Well, first of all, what's most important is that he got some last night because he was on a date. Second of all, we'll do all the college and pro games with him for this weekend and even maybe tease into some, you know, games next week. Why not? But the other thing is that It's very enjoyable for me to know that you and I, Carver High, sit here all night on back-to-back nights, basically doing, I mean, we're just essentially filling for John and Susie, calling the Yankee game here on the bench. So everyone in America can listen to our love affair with the Boogie Down Bronx Bombers.
Yeah, this
everybody
is
has to the, sit here and listen to us torturing get the
Yankee,
them.
The Yankee West Coast trip, which of course lines up with when we start doing the bench. So here we, and last night I did stay up till that was over. I obviously have a couple things to do after the show's finished, and I made it all the way. I did not go to bed until after I saw Chapman get the last out. So I did hang in for the whole thing.
Yeah, so did I. But you know what's great is that everyone in San Diego and L.A. and even in the Bay Area, because Mightier 1090 goes all the way to Canada, so they can hear us right now in San Francisco like nobody's business, and in East Bay, automatic, and they're all listening to us just nobbing the Yankees. I mean,
well, look, but to be fair, let's call it like it is, though. The first 3 months of the season, when they were god-awful, we were giving them the business every single night. So it's not like this has been a complete homerized milquetoast situation all year. We gave them plenty of business when they deserved it in May and June, et cetera. Yeah, no doubt. And now they deserve the praise.
We tell it like it is. If they're bending over and lubing up, we tell the audience. And then if they're kicking ass and taking names, you and I have to clean up all the paper towels and everything else in the room. We have to put away the KY. When the Yankees get hot, everything's turned in their favor. 12 in a row going for Baker's dozen tonight. It's for all on the bench. All right, Pharrell on the bench. All right, we've already prepped the audience, and we've let them know that things are developing rapidly here tonight, that we gave him quite the push earlier, that he's beginning tonight the Renaissance dance, the belly-to-belly service here from the beginning to the end, from now until glory, until they crown a champ. We've brought Go for the Two in for his weekly dousing on the mahogany, waxing up poetically. Joe Lisi, legend from Sports Grid. He's on Sports Grid Radio every day from 12 to 2. He does the pro football and the college football. What is it called? Football Full Circle? I can't keep track of all these things. Well, I was close, right? I mean, I had it right there. I was on the cusp of just great things by guessing the name of the show. But I know that you do it. I mean, that's all that matters. And I know that Joe and Carver High do one of them. And I know sometimes you do it with different people. I mean, it's, you know, the pro football one, and sometimes Blue Line's on there. Sometimes Holden's on there. I mean, there's all kinds of things happening. But the college is consistent. You got Carver High. How you doing, Joe? The first thing I want to ask you about is, you know, I mean, we want to know if you got any leg last night. Let's just get down to business. I don't have any time for if you had a nice date. Did you get any leg?
No, my Bumble game is needs work, Scotty. I mean, I'm in a slump. I'm in a hitch here. I tell you. And what an intro, guys! I tell you, I feel like I'm next on the main stage. Christo, Jasmine, it's a Lisi. Go for the Two. It's incredible. What a waxing the bench. I love it.
You know what happened, Joe? I mean, you go out with this hottie. You spend all this money. You bring her. You got all kinds of hors d'oeuvres. You got bruschetta going. You got the red wine going. You got olives going. You got it all going. And then you have a nice, you know, pasta. You maybe some some vongolet. You had it all going. And then a little tiramisu. And then you got a little, you know, maybe a little romantic music, some Bocelli on the way home, and then she slams the door in your face and said, "Thanks for the free dinner. Good night." I mean, what is that?
It's You know what happens? It's like we get on the conversation. So what do you do on the weekends, right? Well, you know, I watch college football, cover the game, and it's like, what do you mean, like college football on Saturdays? Yeah, well, yeah, that's about it. And that's where we go. It's like you don't want to, like, do, like, you know, family time? No, absolutely not. You know, it's like I don't want to go hiking in the mountains when Nebraska and Illinois are playing.
So, listen, let me help you out here, Joe. Carver High, as you know, I'm a, you know, basically a romance specialist. And I've played that role on General Hospital and on many daytime soaps through the years where I've slept with all these women. I can tell you that the last thing you want to do, just for future reference, Carver, I help your boy out here. We don't want to tell him that all we do is watch sports. You want to tell him that, what do you do all day on Sunday? You know, I want to do whatever you want to do. Like, how about like an all-day hot tub massage? How about I cook you a meal? And how about we lay around having sex all night? How's that sound?
Scotty, I bet you Scotty, score. I totally
I
agree.
It would have worked.
But that's when they look like their pictures. If they look 20 or 30 pounds, you know, we got a problem, you know? Then we, you know, we're at DEFCON 5. We're at DEFCON 5 there, you know?
Wait a minute. Carver High, did he just tell me?
So wait. So wait, what wait. He's
– Did he just go out with a heifer?
I think what he's saying is, if I'm putting the pieces together here, when she shows up – and it doesn't look like the picture, he tells them that he watches football all day. When they show up and they look better than the picture, he doesn't say anything about watching football all weekend.
All right.
It sounds like the conversation's different depending on who shows up. That's what
so
it
you
sounds like.
We're talking poetry if they look like the picture. Poetry, we're talking about, you know, we're talking TLC, we're talking Home and Garden Network, we're talking everything when that happens.
All right, so let me tell you the story real quick. I'm watching this show right now with 34C. She just caught on in like episode 3 or 4, and now I'm up to 5. It's a short, limited run, and it's. I'm just gonna ruin it for you. It's on Netflix, but I'm gonna save you a lot of time, Joe. You're too busy watching New Mexico State and UTEP to watch the show, so I'm gonna tell you what it's about. Spoiler alert: everyone can kiss my ass. Here's the deal: this guy is a dating like predator. So what he does is
something John, that one?
No.
You're Dirty John or something?
No. That might be another one that I haven't seen. This one I forget. I can't even off the top of my head. I can't think of the name of it, but it'll come to me. All right. It'll come to me. And you know who plays the guy is Adrian Grenier, the guy from Entourage, the good looking guy.
Right.
Remember the one that all the chicks went to sleep
with? Yep.
So,
yeah.
It's called Clickbait. I knew it'd come around, Joe. You know, I got early for Alzheimer's. Sometimes I got to have a drive by with the name of the show after, you know, because all I care about is the substance of the show. So the substance of the show is, this guy is, and I'm not going to tell you what happens other than he is a lying, conniving piece of shack, and he dates, like, I'm talking, he's rolling 800 deep. I mean, your boy's like a sexual predator. He's literally, he's married with kids, the whole deal, but this guy's dating women all up and down California. I mean, your boy has got he's got like 5,000 lovers, and he's lying to all of them. You're gonna have my babies. We're getting married. I love you so much. You're everything to me. I gotta run though. My job's calling. I'll get a hold of you next time. I'll call you in a week. Meanwhile, every day, like all day long. I mean, this guy's working a schedule like you've never seen. He's got like, I mean, I can't even. He needs like, this guy needs like robots that look like him. He's so busy. I mean, he got a date every 3 hours, and he's literally
unbelievable.
He's working them. Not only is he working them, some of them he gets so sick of, he tells them to kill themselves. He's like, just do it. I'm sick of
it. Oh, man.
Do yourself a favor and kill yourself. And it's just unbelievable, this guy. Well, let me just tell you, things don't go well. But I'm going to end it there so I can save some people some joy. You can watch it. But this guy's a freak. Now, that's what we got to turn Carver High, your boy Gopher, to 2 into. We got to start getting Joe to get upwards of 800 women a month. 800. We got to get like 800. Because I'm looking at like Carver High, we can turn at least, we're going to convert at least 100 of them into sessions. At least. I mean, if you're 100 out of 800, you get rid of 700. That's like taking the trash out. But if you can get 100 of them tagged, everything's good. It's like tagging the fish, Carver High. Boom. It's like winning.
It's a law.
I love it.
Boom. Law of averages.
Boom. Tag
law of averages. It's going to happen. If you keep getting in the batter's box enough, eventually you're going to get some hits. It's just the way it
goes. You know what I mean? We got to work on Joe's game so that he gets up to like 800 chicks. And then, you know, getting into the, you know, Tapville of about 100. And then you're looking at, I mean, it's like, you know what you'll be like, Joe? You'll be like most hitters in Major League Baseball, hitting around 210.
I don't know if he can do this. He can't do this.
And that'll
college.
Get me paid like what, $20 million, right? That's what those guys are getting paid, right? $20 million to hit 210, right?
I mean, $20 million, you're good to go, Joe. All right, so I just want to tell you tonight what we have going here. So I'm going to lose the Steeler game badly, 31-3 Carolina right now with 7 minutes left. But I am on the Eagles. Carver High is my witness at 5.5. I am on the Chiefs laying 4, up 28-10 on the Vikings. And I hit the Colts already to win outright and laying 2 against the Lions. And they were down at the half, and they won 27-17. How did you do tonight in the pros, Joe?
You know, I pulled the trigger on earlier when we did the games. I'm hanging in the balance, 38 and a hook on Minnesota KC. So we'll see what happens here. It's a 28-10, so we'll see what happens. I need a half. Can I get a field? I need a punt. CFL, can we miss a field goal?
I mean, you're automatic on that bet. I mean, I guarantee you there's going to be more scoring in that game. It's already at 38. You're good to go, Joe, without any reservations. Now, I want to get into, because are you going to play any of these games Saturday and Sunday? Because that's the last 2 days of pre-worthless football.
Yeah, the one game that I talked about right now, you know, it's tough because I'm conflicted, is Tennessee and Chicago. You know, I'll buy into Tennessee. Even though they're not playing a lot of people, they're 2-0. I like Tennessee over Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, with the just so we're clear, the entire team's in like COVID. The whole team has COVID. Mm-hmm. So I heard they're playing the water boy in the game tomorrow night.
Yep. I know. I'm going to take a shot. I'm going contrarian.
Yeah, who do you like, Carver High? I'm rolling with the Bears with the whole team out. They're not playing anybody. I like the Bears.
I can never trust the Bears anywhere. Give me the Titans.
Carver High, once again, diving back in with his college football partner, Gopher to 2. I guess I'll have to cash that ticket on my own. When we come back, we'll talk college football with Joe Lisi. All right, so I got an eye on this game for Gopher to 2. The Chiefs are stopping the Vikings right now. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 3, and they were just 1st and goal from the 1. Now they've gone back 2 yards, so it's 3rd and goal for Mond and the Vikings. It's 28-10. Joe needs a hook.
He
needs 1 point to win. He bet over 38 and a hook. It's at 38 now. He throws into the corner. Incomplete. Now it's 4th down. We got to have them kick the field goal here. But there's 8.5 left. They're going to go for it. So if they fail, we might have a problem.
Mond sucks.
We might have a problem here. And Mond with another one of his beautiful, miserable throws, just like when he was at A&M. Just terrible. He can't hit anybody. If the guy was wide open, he'd throw to
the cheerleader. And they drafted him in the 3rd round. He's Mr. Roboto. He's terrible. He's stiff as a board. It's unbelievable. He's like, he is. That's what he looks like. You ever say, where you want to go, the Mr. Roboto? That's Kellen Mond. He's like unbelievable, this guy. 59% completion percentage up until his senior year. Guy's amazing.
So let me see what they're going to do here. They probably called a timeout. I think they have called a timeout. We'll keep our eyes on this. So anyway, I have to ask you. So the other games tomorrow, you've already let me down on the Titans. The Buccaneers and Texans, Tampa's laying four in Houston. The Rams and Broncos, Denver's laying 8.5 in Denver. That's a lot of points if you ask me. And then the Chargers, Seahawks in Seattle, Seattle's laying 5.5. Any of those appeal to you tomorrow?
I mean, I would take the 8.5. I mean, you're gonna give the LA Rams with backups 8.5 points. I know Drew Lock is probably starting now that Teddy B got the nod, but I can't buy into Denver there. Even though they're 2-0, I'll take the gimme 8.5 points in that matchup. You know, third stringers, I don't care. I'll take my chances. That's big wood in a preseason game.
The Vikings went for it on fourth down and ran it up the middle and failed. Nice play calling. Mike Zimmer's coaching staff with the rookie Mond or whatever the hell he is. Just the worst play calling I've ever seen. Four straight plays up the middle. I mean, what just creativity. I've never seen anything like it. I have been saying on Coast to Coast for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is, the preseason, Carver Hyde's heard me how horrible that team has looked. I mean, just horrible. And they're always talking about, and I fell for it too, because I think they're loaded with talent and they have everything, you know, the running back, they cook, they got the receivers, Jefferson, they got Cousins, they're paying him $35 million. They have all this, the defense, everybody's bragging about, but they never win. It is unbelievable to me that they don't matter. It really is. I thought they'd have a big year this year and give Green Bay a run for their money in the North. It doesn't look like it to me now. So I'm with you on the Rams. I'm taking the number. I think Denver will beat them, but I middled it. And then Seattle, I actually laid it, the 5.5 against the Chargers. What do you think of the Ravens in Washington? Ravens laying 3.5. I think that because it's the Beltway, they hate each other. I took the 3.5 with Washington, but the Ravens will beat them by 3.
I think Heineke's played well, right? I mean, hasn't he played just as good as Fitzpatrick up until this point? I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, I like the backups for Washington. I agree with you. And Baltimore got that victory last week in dominating fashion over Carolina, 18 straight now. They got the cover. I mean, McSorley's playing well, but they're going to rest up guys. I like Washington with the, you know, plus 3.5 at home. I'll take my chances with Heineke and the crew.
All right, Sunday, the Pats and Giants. Carver, how you like anybody there? Giants always beat the Patriots, don't they? Going back to the Super Bowls and every preseason and regular season meeting, it's always the Giants.
It seems like they usually have their number in these games, but just like any of the others, it's so hard to play. And unders had been good up until tonight. Every game except the one that Joe needs the half on has gone over so far, so maybe we need some points this weekend.
I cannot believe that if Joe loses that game by that stop on fourth down, that they don't – no more points in this game. If that happens, I cannot believe it's going to land at 38 and he had 38.5 over. That drives me nuts. Jaguars and Cowboys, Jacksonville's laying 3.5. Dolphins and Bengals, do you think Joe Burrow can cover the 1.5? He's going to play.
Yeah, but that's my team, the Dolphins. I hate Zach Taylor as a coach. I still buy into –
Sorry, Joe. I hate to interrupt you. Carver High gets lathered up. Stan just hit another one, and I mean upper deck. Look at that.
Wow. That is a bomb. Jeez.
That just knocked some chick's teeth out in the upper deck. She was trying to have an ice cream, and she got plucked right in the mouth. I'm just kidding. But it did land up there in her mouth. What a home run. I mean, that was a bomb. I mean, that was an absolute bomb. That would have killed somebody in the upper deck, knocked all their teeth out. So anyway, Joe, sorry about that. Stanton has been on fire. And
this team has been kicking ass, right?
I'm sorry I cut you off. So Raiders, Niners. Niners are laying 5. Browns, Falcons. How about that one? Baker Mayfield's going to play. Does he beat Atlanta at Mercedes by 6? They're laying 6. I bet the Falcons beat them.
Yeah, I think the Falcons will cover that. I mean, how long is Baker Mayfield going to play in that game? Maybe maybe a quarter at the most. I can't see him, you know, going a half, to be honest with you. So even though Cleveland's the better team, Atlanta at home plus the 6.5, I like the over there too. I mean, that's a Sunday night game. I think that game has a good potential to fly through the total. I think last time I looked, it was like 36.5.
So let's talk about tomorrow, college football, Joe. There's five games, and Nebraska at Illinois. I've already, you know, said Scott Frost has been so pathetic at at Lincoln. I don't care what anybody says. If you can't win five games, I mean, it is so embarrassing. Then you get caught cheating, and it's just been a nightmare. And I've heard people tell – Carver High knows. We've had people tell us that he's going to win multiple Big Ten titles and a national championship in Lincoln. And I'm like, you are tripping. But they're laying 7. I just think Illinois is so bad. Here's another one. Here's another one, Void. Off the wall, but dead center. It's 2-0. Oh, the balls are flying out in the East Bay, Carver High. It is all happening rapidly. So do you think that Nebraska can beat Illinois? I think Illinois sucks in football. And Lovie Smith, he's probably rowing a canoe now. They're so bad. He ran out of there and said, I don't care if you fire me. This place sucks.
Yeah, this line has been flip-flopping, as Carver knows. 6.5, 7.5. We did the show this afternoon, 7.5. Now it's back down under the key number. I'm still taking my chances with Nebraska. They need this game desperately. Even though they lost this game outright by Illinois by 18 points, give me Big Red in this matchup on the road. I like the fact that they're on the road in this ballgame.
So UConn hasn't played football in 2 years. Fresno State has one of the best running backs in the country. I talked to Kenny White in Vegas. He thinks the kid will have 150 yards at halftime and 3 touchdowns. Are you laying the 27 and a hook with the Bulldogs?
No, I'm actually I'm closing my eyes. I might not even watch this game and take the 27 and a half with UConn. The fact that this line, Scotty, has not gone up to 28 in all the books is really, really intriguing to me. I mean, UConn hasn't played in a year and a half, and the fact that you're going to get, in my opinion, their best effort because they haven't played in a year and a half. So take the 4 touchdowns, in my opinion, close your eyes. And Fresno State's defense was not good last year. They allowed over 200 rushing yards per game. So I'm going to take UConn. Don't love it, but I'm going to take the points with the Huskies. Don't like Fresno laying the big number here.
Carver High, UConn won't score 28 points in 6 weeks.
No, listen, I'm on the other side of Joe. As we discussed on our show today, I'm going to lay that 27.5. This game's got 55-10 written all over it. I'm with Kenny White. I think that double R, Ronnie Rivers, is going to have a 175 and 3 touchdowns at the half. He's going to rip this team up tomorrow. Randy Edsall, get lost.
Hawaii and UCLA, Joe. Hawaii and UCLA, Chip Kelly getting paid $17.5 million per quarter to coach UCLA to utter failure and disaster. But I think they're going to whack Hawaii's ass because everyone in Kauai has COVID. Not the team, the whole state.
Well, I mean, the prop. Yeah. You know, 10-21 since he's in UCLA. That's amazing, right? Great job, Chip. He's 10-15 in the Pac-12, too. I told UCLA, I'll coach the team for $800,000. I'll get you to a bowl game. How about that? I mean, you're wasting your money with Chip Kelly. But that's besides the point. You know, I'm going to take the points with Todd Graham because of that week 2 game with LSU. I think UCLA saves it. They don't open it up. They don't want to show too much in that game to give LSU a read. So the UCLA will probably win, but I'm going to take my shot with the key number 17.5 with Hawaii, even though they typically don't travel well.
Yeah, Carver High, I think UCLA is going to score 60 on them. I hope not.
I like the under. So if they could score 60 as long as Hawaii doesn't score anything. I like the under 68.5.
UTEP and New Mexico State, Joe, is a rivalry game. The Aggies getting 10 in their building. UTEP on the road, and they are honestly bitter rivals.
Yep. I'm taking the points. I lean to the points, but I really like the over here. I think it's 58.5, 59 now. Terry Wilson transfers from Kentucky. He's a mobile guy. Keep in mind that New Mexico State played in the spring, which was April, May. They played FCS type of schedule. I think that'll benefit them in this matchup. So I think there will be points. Lean to the underdog as a home dog in this matchup with the better quarterback.
San Jose State is laying 24 to Southern Utah at Spartan Stadium. What do you think? I'm laying it here.
I know Carver and I are going to disagree. I'm going to close my eyes. San Jose State has USC week two. They're the better team, more physical, but they're methodical. I lean to Southern Utah in that matchup, but I like the under 56.5 better in that ballgame.
Look at next week, Joe. Thursday, Temple and Rutgers in Piscataway. Rutgers laying 13 and a hook. You think any of the guys will still be on the team by then after their teammate ran out the door and transferred?
I think Rutgers, and this is Carver's one of Carver's best bets over Rutgers this year. I think they do cover that 13.5 point number.
Boise and UCF down in Orlando. UCF laying 5. I'm running out of time here, Joe. We got to be quick.
I like UCF to roll them.
Tennessee playing Bowling Green in Knoxville, laying 34. Can Tennessee score 34 points?
Yes, they will cover that number with Josh Heupel.
And Arizona State taking on Southern Utah. Boy, Southern Utah is busy playing Saturday and then playing Thursday night. Jesus, I mean, I'm running to the window on the Sun Devils there with cheating Herm.
Yep, I agree. Arizona State in that matchup, guys.
All right, hey, Joe, don't go out with chicks that send you 7-year-old pictures. Not good. I'm worried about you. Tell her to have a salad or something and drive home with one hand on the wheel. I'll see you next week, Joe. Enjoy the games.
You got it, brother.
The legendary Joe Lisi, go for the two. I got to tell you, obviously it's easy to watch your team when they're winning, but I'm just enjoying the hell out of watching the Yankees in this 12-gamer. I mean, they are just as fun as anything to watch. Like, I was just admiring the two home runs Stanton and Voit hit, and then watching Cole pitch, right? Like, he's in a little trouble here, 2 on, 1 out in the bottom of the fourth, but he really slings it. He threw at Chapman's face. He would have killed him if that ball hit him in the face. He let one get away from him, and Higgy made the stop with the glove before it broke his jaw. But my point is, it's so fun to watch them when they're hot like this. You know what I mean? They just, there's something about it. Like, when they're struggling, I don't even want to watch. But when they're winning, oh, my God, every guy up's doing something. The pitcher's dynamic. I was just thinking, I don't care if he uses sticky stuff, spider tack, on the glove, belt, hat, wherever. I'm like, he's obviously not using it anymore. And he's out there just throwing gas. And he's throwing everything, hooks, sliders, you name it, right? And my point is that he really is unbelievable. And all I thought to myself was, I just need this guy's arm not to fall off. Because, you know, when they start having that forearm tightness, the elbow tightness, the, you know, DeGrom tightness, the elbow, whatever, the shoulder, it's over. And then it's just shutdown time and over. But if that guy can pitch every 5 days, he's the most dangerous guy in baseball. I mean, this guy, when he's on, forget about it. So we're watching New York up 2-0 on the A's right now, looking for 13 in a row. It's Ferrell and a bench.